for boomers and beyond.
We do not have time for this kind of stuff. We got better stuff to do. I've got better stuff to do.
Ah, the president has spoken. No more controversy over the birth certificate, or is there still some that lingers? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Name of the show, America Tonight, coast to coast, all those nooks and crannies in between. Do the birthers even have any remorse over this, any egg on their face, or who cares? It's just a blip on the radar screen. Well, I think it is a big deal that the president responded, that he releases this long-form birth certificate, has his attorney go and get it, and decides to Trump, if you will, pardon that pun, because he had enough of everybody telling him, I believe, to release it. So you got to wonder about the timing. If he's had it this whole time, he certainly could have ended it a lot sooner, but just blew it off until the noise was so loud and so frantic and so all over the place. The people around the president, I think, said, go for it. Dive in. Show the birth certificate. Do it. And it was not planned. I mean, it wasn't planned as some big dramatic event, because he just dropped in on the White House press corps and said, here it is. I'm releasing the copies of it. I'm putting an end to these rumors that I'm not born in the United States. You can see Honolulu, August 4th, 1961. However, I think there are still some people, you might be one of them, the doubters that insist he was born overseas, possibly in Kenya. That's what keeps coming up because that's his father's home. And would be constitutionally ineligible to serve as president, which was the real impetus for that whole movement. Want him out. Here's how you get him out. The birth certificate. We've got no proof of this. And you heard the president at the top. We don't have time for the silliness. And he threw in that he'd been very puzzled at the degree to which the story just kept on going and going and going. And threw in that he wouldn't normally comment on something like this, but that there's too many challenges out there not to be distracted. We don't need to be distracted by all of it. So what they did, so you know how the process went, they requested that the state of Hawaii get the long form certificate released. The White House legal counsel said that's what they did. The state typically only releases the shorter version of the live birth certificate when people request it. I've requested my birth certificate, so I know exactly what they're talking about. And the attorney went to pick up the certified copies in Hawaii, brought them back to the White House. What's interesting is a recent CNN opinion poll. You know I'm a poll princess, so let's get one out right at the top. A recent poll showed that 75% of Americans believed Obama was definitely or probably born in the United States. More than 4, though, in 10 Republicans, we might have thrown these numbers at you before, believe he probably or definitely was not born in America. And you know the rest of the story. I mean, of course, you couldn't be the president if you're not a natural-born citizen. That's what kept, I think, this building. So is the birther movement dead? Does Donald Trump get the credit for forcing the president's hand? He's taking the credit for it. And you have even Republicans saying, forget this whole birther debate. Forget it. It's over. We shouldn't have never gone down this path anyway. So let's just put the brakes on the whole thing. We're going to talk a lot about that during this hour of America Tonight. You can certainly throw in your 2 cents. I don't care what your political stripes are. I'm fond of saying that. Right of right, left of left, confused, upset, trying to take on a whole new party, trying to start a new movement. Yeah, that's all good. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. There are other things to jump to, too, like Leon Panetta and General Petraeus switching places, switching positions. I'll explain that. One becomes the leader of the spooks. One officially will become the head of the Defense Department, or is being nominated for it. Will most likely get it. All that, all the changing places, I'm sure, will just be rubber stamped. In the meantime, again with the tornadoes, do you know that in the month of April, across the entire United States, we've had over 400 tornadoes. It's jumped up to 400. In the South, 72 people officially are dead because of these storms that have ripped through the South. Boy, that's a high total. That's an incredible total. And Alabama, I can't even imagine. This is radio. Picture, close your eyes for a second, picture an incredible funnel cloud. Like the one you see on The Wizard of Oz, but five times that size. Five times that twister. It was incredible, the funnel cloud that I saw moving through Alabama. I mean, Alabama was slammed. 25 people dead. 25 dead. And Tuscaloosa? Ah, Tuscaloosa, rather. Incredible. Incredible, that tornado. So sad, so scary. It was just like an eating machine, the twister. And who knows, we got a couple days left in April. What is going on? And what's with these storm chasers? I ask you, would you want to be a storm chaser? No. The answer for me is absolutely not. Because they sometimes, the twisters, take a different twist. Sometimes they don't just go on the path. They jump around, and suddenly some will land, or some spur off a big funnel cloud. You'll see smaller twisters, you know, because F4s we're talking about. I can't believe what I saw. I really can't. I so feel for the people in Alabama. What do you do? What would you do if a funnel cloud was bearing down on your neighborhood and there was no way to get in that car and get out of there? You know the answer. I'm going to tell you the answer. If you have nothing else that you can do, because I don't even have a cellar where I am. Get in the bathtub, put a mattress on top of yourself. That is honestly the best thing that you can do. Somebody told me today, get in the door jam. Are you kidding? I'd be hanging on tooth and nail as that twister went through. I mean, we're talking about cutting through the heart of several cities. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Of course, the National Guard is all over the place trying to help people in the states that have just been smothered. Alabama's governor, Robert Bentley, he looked like he had seen a ghost and just said, you know, this is serious. This is serious. It's been the most deadly thing that's affected our state, and it's not over yet. So emergency money, assistance, search and rescue, all that stuff is happening. And especially in Alabama, roads can't get through them. Businesses, houses, ripped to shreds. All right, you know the number, you can jingle it. Coming up on the flip side, though, we're going to switch gears. Actually talk about the royal wedding and memorabilia. We're hoping that we have our pal Harry Rinker in the wings to talk about what you got. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
In 1965, this was the sound. Come this is down. One more time. One more time. One more time.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Jeff in Oregon, Dale in Illinois, hang through. Coming up, we will talk more about Obama's birth certificate. A huge story there and some other odds and ends. But right now, Harry Rinker joins us to talk about what you got. If you have anything that you want to know what it's worth, I mean, I'm talking about anything. He is the guru. He can nail it down for you, I'm telling you. Even a twister's not blowing that away. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Harry, how are you?
Hey, we're doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing good. The royal wedding's coming up, and of course, there's all kind of kitsch that they're selling for that. Who knows? Is that ever worth anything? Because think if you had something of Princess Diana's.
Yeah, well, it isn't, unfortunately. Well, the physical things might be. You know, it's fascinating how British royalty commemoratives go. Everybody's going to be saving everything, so it's going to be more than my lifetime and more than your lifetime till they get enough stuff thrown out to have any scarcity. Actually, I haven't found as much around as there was before, but, you know, maybe we'll see. You know, with Princess Di, that was one of the strangest experiences in collecting we ever had. When she died, for about a year, her stuff went through the roof, and today you can't give it away. I mean, you really can't.
So if you had gotten some stuff, sold it right away, you would have made money.
Oh, yeah, all the Princess Di doll stuff. Not that we're wishing any will to the prince or his bride here. But,
yeah, boy, no kidding.
At the moment, you know, I think it's risky. I think this is a case where, yeah, I'm almost going to say, what to save? Well, if you could get a piece of the wedding cake, but then again, you could always take a piece of wedding cake and make it up. How do I know? You know?
Yeah, exactly. How do you have proof?
I would think things like tickets to the wedding or invitations to the wedding will, at least for a few years, bounce around at a nice price, since they're somewhat limited. I mean, you know, the thing about it is, what's limited? I mean, what's limited with a wedding invitation? 4,000? I mean, how limited is that? And I got to tell you, there's going to be some people that'll be selling them 2 days after the event or a day after the event on eBay.
Yeah, how do you do that? Oh, I have one of those rare tickets to the royal wedding, and I'm already selling it.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, there's been, well, you know, that what is that Arabic prince could be selling his. He ain't coming.
Yeah, boy, no kidding.
The guy from Bahrain, I guess, or wherever it is, right?
Bahrain, yeah, yeah. That's true. He could absolutely, he could do that. Yeah, Harry, you gotta, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I had, somebody did ask me that question. Somebody sent me a question from the UK, actually, and his name was John, and John just, he didn't really go into specifics of it, but he said he had some personal things that he was given from Prince William, but it's too vague, and one of the things that he said was, I guess, one of his coats, a coat that William had given him.
Yeah, but, like, you know, it's like all the ballplayer stuff. In fact, you know, there just was a big thing. What did the Hank Williams game-worn shirt when he was with the Braves just brought...
Oh, Hank Aaron. Guy. Hank Aaron, yeah.
Hank Aaron, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. Hank Aaron just brought like $300,000 or $400,000 or more. You know, you have all this game-worn stuff. It's okay as long as you can prove it was used. You know, now if you have a picture of the guy standing there with Prince William as he handing him the coat, maybe I'd believe it.
Yeah.
Well, other than that, I'm not sure.
Yeah. What's hot
I mean, one time I was out, and a woman comes in and with this picture of this gorgeous, gorgeous 1920s bedroom. She says, "This is Al Capone's bedroom suite." And I'm thinking, well, you know, if I was Al Capone, I'd have been happy to have it. But, you know, you know, I said, well, do you have a picture of it? Is there a picture of it in it? You know, is there? How can you prove that?
Yeah, how can that's the answer. And you said it. And you always say that. You have to have a picture of it. So if you're in this situation,
well,
ask for a picture. Well, get a picture. Authenticate it.
Well, you know, one of the things, I mean, in the sale that we were on, individually signed baseballs by Hall of Famers, and not big name Hall of Famers, but lesser names Hall of Famers from the 20s and 30s were selling like hotcakes in the $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 range. But, you know, it's all a matter of getting them authenticated. You has to be a reason, or somehow they have to be checked out. Because, you know, what's to prevent you and I from writing somebody's name on my baseball? Now, I have to tell you, I was doing an appraisal clinic out here, and in walked a Babe Ruth ball. And I don't do authentication that way, but I can tell when one's bad, and this one was bad. You know, and in fact, it was so bad it had Ty Cobb, Babe Ruth. I forget who else was on. You know, somebody just wrote names on a ball and gave it to somebody, and this thing, three generations later, they think they have a gold mine.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's a strange business.
What is the, when you're doing these authentication clinics, what are people bringing to you? I guess all kinds of things. What are you seeing the most, though?
Well, most of the time, what I see are family heirlooms, and they're not sure what they have. Glass, that type of thing. I see a lot of sports memorabilia. You know, one of the tragedies is, you've been to these charity auctions where they have jerseys and stuff signed by these sports figures, and you know, people frame them. Well, you know, it would be nice if the sports people did sign it. You know, it's such a wonderful event and all the rest of it. The truth is, most of them are signed by PR people and whatever. And probably better than half the signatures are bad. So, you know, you see this stuff and you almost don't want to tell them, you know, you just want to say, okay, well, we gave money for a good cause, you know, that type of thing.
Sure.
But you see that, presidential signatures, one of the interesting things on early land grants, all the presidents up through Andrew Jackson signed them. So if you come in with an early land grant for service in the military or whatever from Washington or Jefferson or Adams or John Quincy Adams or Madison or Monroe, the signatures are right. But, you know, when you live out here in the Midwest, you get people that I've seen everything from Franklin Pierce to Ulysses S. Grant to whatever, and people come in with these things, and you look at them, and they're secretarial signed. They always are. The president's never signed any after Andrew Jackson. And, you know, you almost hate, it's really sad because you almost hate to tell people this. The other thing, too, is, you know, if someone has a 100th birthday, so they write to the White House and says, oh, so-and-so's having a 100th birthday, they'd like a letter from the president. So, they get one. They're all auto-penned or secretarial signed. And, I mean, it's a ton of stuff. And you try to tell people, now, just think a minute. You know, what would I see there? 72,000 Americans now over 100. Well, the president would spend a good week or two of his life signing thank you notes to all.
Sure.
Happy birthday. Whoa.
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't think he does that.
No.
No,
I agree. Absolutely not. Hey, we want to tell everybody you join us on the show for people who haven't heard Harry Rinker before. He joins us every 2 weeks,
yeah,
same time.
Yes. No. Second and fourth Tuesday at this time. And we're all going to answer any questions they have about antiques, collectibles, and stuff they have around the house. And they can email me their question in advance. HarryLRinker@AOL.com is my email. HarryLRinker@AOL.com. Just start your question. I listen to you on American Night. In fact, Kate, it's very interesting. I got an email from one of our former listeners from Albuquerque, New Mexico. And said, I used to listen to American Tonight. Now I want to know this. I don't know how he must have saved my email all these years.
Yeah, and he asked you a question about something, huh?
Yeah.
That's terrific.
Yeah, frame piece, and so this is a courtesy. We dropped them a quick note back.
Ah, very nice. So anybody listening, that's exactly what you can do as well. We will see you in 2 weeks, basically.
Oh, you'll see me, second Tuesday in May.
Yeah, right. Second Tuesday in May. We'll talk to you then, Harry. I know, time flies. Thanks.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks, you too. Okay, so it's not to confuse everyone. It's Wednesday into Thursday, and it happens twice a month. I really implore you, if you have anything that you collect, and you can tell, that's what Harry's saying, that people have caught up with him. If you collect anything, whether it's sports memorabilia or pictures of famous people that have autographed things for you, whatever it might be, it could be something bigger than that. It could be Civil War history or World War II pieces of history, armor or whatever, you know, not necessarily armor, guns probably, let's say, or whatever you might have. Uniforms, there's a good one. A lot of people collect uniforms. Then you could certainly dial up Harry or send him, Harry L. Rinker, as he said, HarryLRinker.com. You could send him a note with a picture of that item and say that you heard him on America Tonight, and he will give you an appraisal for that. And let me tell you, the guy has like 20 books out. He really, really knows his stuff. All right, your chance to chime in on the birther issue or anything else, 800-259-7791. We go to the Peanut Gallery next.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free, full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
Tonight. We never left. Obama releases his long-form birth certificate. What say you, America? Has it squelched all the controversy for you? Storms rip through the South. I mean, tornadoes like you have never seen. I'm telling you, these funnel clouds, unbelievable. State of emergency declared all over the place. I mean, I can look at a map and I can tell you where it is. I was looking them all up today. Unbelievable. Coleman was one town in Alabama where it just overtook the town, ripped the roof off of a hospital, sent cars turning over themselves, rolling over in the streets as it went through one street and went down another street. And this is the thing, a lot of the tornadoes, the big tornadoes, really hung around. So in other words, sometimes a twister will happen and it touches down and you see it, the swath that it cuts, maybe a mile or two, and that's still pretty big. But we saw tornadoes, or they saw tornadoes, that seemed to never end. 72 people in 4 states dead. They're saying 58 people in Alabama now. 58 people. Tuscaloosa just demolished. And what you have to remember about Tuscaloosa is, what is it the home to? University of Alabama. So it came very close to hitting the school, but it didn't. I think it would have even been worse, but you still had people all over the place. And Kentucky was hit. Mississippi was hit. And this is in the past. If we've made this very broad, this discussion, you're talking about a week and a half. Nuts. Really, my heart goes out to all the people who are dealing with this. Let's go to Dale in Illinois. Hey, Dale, how are you? You get the first crack at any of this. What do you want to say?
Well, I want to. My heart goes out to the people in Alabama and Arkansas. I experienced something similar to this in Fort Worth years ago, and you're completely helpless. There's just not much you can do.
Yep.
If you don't have a underground facility to go to, excuse me, all you can do is follow those things and just hope for the best. So to lose 72 souls, that's a tragedy.
Yeah, it is a tragedy.
Well, I wanted to ask you, are you going to the royal wedding?
No, I am not going to see Prince William marry his young bride. No.
Well, you are the queen of late night talk. We expect to be represented over there. Shame on you.
I know. Somehow, I just didn't get my invitation.
Oh, you need one of those.
Yeah, I'm not going to crash that wedding party.
Well, I've been looking at this thing with President Obama and his birth certificate. You know, he says, well, I'm going to do this now so we can get on to the bigger issues of the day. Why didn't he do that 2.5 years ago when the issues were just as important as they are today?
Why not just release it then and the
and get it out of the way? And because I think he wanted us really to be distracted from, you know, the issues at hand. And then he issues this long form, you know, I just wanted to know where he was born. I didn't want to know the width of his butt crack at birth. He gives all that stuff, you know.
Yeah, too much information is what you're saying?
Yeah, entirely. And then, of course, today we had Ben Bernanke came out, the first news conference from the Fed. And that was just, General Ben was just above himself. And when he finished, gas prices went up and gold prices went up, devaluing the dollar again. And then he come out with this tremendous statement that was just staggering and so informative. Nobody in the world knew it. We got a deficit problem. Thanks, Ben.
I love, too, what he said is that, you know, pretty much what he said is that they're in no rush to, the central bank is in no rush to scale back any kind of the support, any support for the economy. As he said, his quote was, we are still in a very, very, very deep hole. Really? We are?
That is comforting, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. We all knew that. We've known that now for years.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. I think, Kate, you ought to blow it off and go to the wedding.
That's right. Forget it. We have too many headaches here. Let's go over to London and watch to see what happens there. I've got to find a good hat. That's the problem. I don't wear hats well other than baseball caps, so I'd have to somehow have some kind of a fashion designer get one for me quickly.
Just don't wear that Eagles cap. That's all I ask.
Oh, Dale, thank you so much. We love your sense of humor. Thanks for the call. Yeah, I'm glad he brought up a couple of different things. Ben Bernanke, he's absolutely right. He holds his first press conference, which was so crazy and felt like he needed to do that to calm down the fears of what's going with the dollar dropping and everything else. But he really just regurgitated what everybody knows and they can read every single day in the financial pages without a doubt. Okay, how about Sam in Montreal across the border? Hello, Slammin' Sammy.
How you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
Let's see.
Blah, because of hockey?
Yeah. Well, we were basically proud of the, team. I mean, look, you know, a lot of injuries and stuff like that. And, you know, we were proud that they went 7 games against the, as a friend of mine calls them, the Bruins.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Anyway, now even Michael Ignatieff is getting scared. He called that. Okay, first of all, I mean, I haven't spoken to you in a few days. The head of the Bloc Québécois called out a former premier of Quebec because the Bloc Québécois is not doing too good here in Quebec. So, you know, he's getting desperate. And today, Michael Nadeau, the head of the Liberal Party, called out a former prime minister Jean Chrétien, because they're not, because everyone's talking about this new Democratic Party. So it's, you know, what might end up happening is that they might split, you know, like this new Democratic Party might split the vote between the liberals and the conservatives, or it could be another conservative minority government, which I'm not too thrilled with. You know?
So for people listening in America who hear this, tell us, it seems as though it has been kind of convoluted lately in Canada, and there are more elections, which we've talked about with you.
There's more elections than Canadians have won Stanley Cups.
Yeah, there you go. And do you find that a lot of people go and vote? You know, I always rail on people
this
for not voting in the U.S.
Pre-balloting this past weekend, more than 2 million Canadians voted. It was Friday, Saturday, and Monday, and that was up a third from the previous election in 2008. So
it's up.
Yeah, so it is up. So I guess I'm going to be busy Monday, because Monday I am working the election as what they call a poll clerk.
Wow. So what does a poll clerk do? You check people in just like we do.
You have to have the proper, you know, make sure the address, you know, you ha- you know, proof of address. Make sure, okay, Kate Delaney, you live at 123 Broad Street. And
I love the reference to the Flyers, by the way. That's great.
Let's get off this boring politics. Who are the Flyers playing in the next round?
I don't know, because what happened? The Bruins ousted your Habs.
Right, and Pittsburgh lost.
And Pittsburgh lost.
Right.
So who would they meet next?
I think they are playing Boston.
That would be division wise, that would make sense, right?
Right.
I think it is Boston.
Okay.
I think it is Boston. It would have to be Boston, because it would have to be Boston. That would be the. I don't know that for sure, but I'm saying off the top of my head, it is Boston. It is Boston. Saturday they meet for the first game.
I'm saying your Flyers in six.
I think so too. Six is a good number. I don't think it's going to go to seven. The first round, to give credit to Montreal, this first round is some of the best hockey we've seen in a very long time.
Oh yeah, I mean,
Sevens galore. Tampa beats Pittsburgh 1-0,
right.
So they win their series 4-3. The Bruins barely beat Montreal in overtime. That's why you're a little down. But it's game seven. Philadelphia gets by, although they kind of pummeled the Sabres in the seventh game, but it still went to a seventh game.
Right.
It's been some pretty incredible hockey.
It's good for the league.
Canucks? How about the Canucks beating Chicago in overtime after that incredible goal to get to overtime?
So
the Canucks won that 4-3, same thing.
Right.
Amazing.
Now I'm hearing rumors about the Phoenix Coyotes that they might actually be staying, and that the Atlanta Thrashers might be moving to Winnipeg because they're not exactly a big sell in Atlanta, because the owner of the team wants to get out. So there's a rumor flying that Phoenix will stay in Atlanta, might be moving, or as we like to call it, Winterpeg or Winwispeg.
Always entertaining chatting with you, Slam and Sammy. Sorry about your Canadians. Thanks for the call.
It's always next year.
Yeah, there's always next year. That's a good attitude to have. Good attitude to have. For everybody who's following hockey, we'll tell you this, our friends in Florida, I've got family in Tampa Bay. They're excited about this. Tampa Bay takes on Washington, Detroit, the Red Wings, at San Jose. That should be a decent series. We just talked about the Bruins and the Flyers. Nashville is at Vancouver. How about that? Nashville and Vancouver. The Canucks, I mean, they're a tough team. The Canucks very well could be in the Stanley Cup final. That's just my take on the whole thing. You know what to do. Send us an email, americatonight.net, or give us a jingle on our 800 line, 800-259-5791. Odds and ends on the flip side.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Odds and ends, things that you need to know. You need to know that, sadly, from Kabul, Afghanistan, a veteran military pilot who was upset over his money issues opened fire at the Kabul airport, got into an argument. He killed 8 U.S. troops and an American contractor, a civilian who was there. Oh, how awful is this? You know, they're in Afghanistan, a little piece of hell, and this happens at the airport. They're still trying to figure out more details on what made them completely go off, but they do know it had to do with money. So, all of a sudden, he turned around and he started firing. Sadly, there have been 7... Did you know this? There have been 7 of those kind of attacks this year where people were killed that were standing there that happened to be around, whatever. This was the deadliest by somebody on the Afghanistan security force. Or they say there have been people that have been impersonating them, an insurgent, and they've been able to get close to Afghanistan soldiers or police. And they've been able to attack other people. But in this case, he was a military pilot. And this is awful. Imagine making those phone calls to those families. Unfortunately, your son is dead. I hate to inform you. And then they find out what happened. This is 48-year-old guy, Ahmed Gul. And he died because, of course, there was fire back at him after he had cut down all those people. And this is a guy who served his country for years. They say he loved his country and absolutely no link to the Taliban or Al-Qaeda. Ooh. The big thing out of Washington is the fact that the president crashed the White House daily briefing, something he never does, not usually. He only goes into the room every once in a while. He's not big on doing it. Says I have, you know, basically has the people in the White House hand out copies of his long form birth certificate and says that's end the silliness. There's too many serious things going on. He got the official birth certificate. His personal attorney went to Hawaii, got the official one. Then they made copies of it. Does this put the whole birther thing to rest? Let's go to Al in Canada. Al, what do you think? Is this done, the whole birther movement? Who cares? He showed his birth certificate. It's over with.
Yeah, I got a kick out of President Obama saying that this has been a controversy. People have been wasting their time on this for 3 years now. Well, he should have released it 3 years ago. I mean, he's partially responsible for all the controversy.
Yeah, you know, Dale in Illinois said the same thing. And that's a good question to ask other people. Do you think this is the president's fault? Or there are other people that say, well, why does he have to respond to people who are going on a conspiracy bend against him? Why not just ignore it? But I agree with you. Why not just end it? So forget it. Just to throw it out in the beginning.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Okay, what is the difference between the short form and the long form? Why are there two birth certificates, a short form and a long form?
Because the long form has more details on the birth. When you get a short form birth certificate, which a lot of us have, it just says when you were born, the hospital has the seal on it, doesn't say how many pounds you weighed, doesn't have your footprint, doesn't have everybody listed, your family and all that stuff. It just tells the very basics that, okay, you were born here, this is your name, that's it. So it's got all the details in it.
And I think there's some people asking that his marks at the university, his college marks, be released too. Have they been released? Because remember the media was always making fun of President Bush, President Bush II, his marks, he got C minus or something, his average was C minus or whatever when he went to, whatever, I forget what college he went to, President Bush II. They're always making fun of his low marks at university.
He went to Yale, so yeah, talking about that. Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't an A-plus student, though, was he?
No, he was like a C student.
Yeah, and they were always laughing at, a lot of the media were laughing at Bush because he was a C student. Has anybody ever seen transcripts or, President Obama's report card or transcripts of his marks?
No, he hasn't released any records like college records, law school records, any of that, none of that, no.
Yeah, and also, you know, a quick shout-out to the Boston Bruins. My two favorite teams, the Vancouver Knuckleheads and the Boston Bruins, they might be in the Stanley Cup, and I am going to be schizophrenic that night. I gotta
tell you, I am rooting for Philadelphia, so no offense to your Bruins, but I hope Philly gets there. I understand the Canucks they're loaded. The Canucks have a great chance. We'll see what happens, Al. We'll have to arm wrestle for it. Thanks for the call. I love that. His two favorite teams. He'll be schizophrenic. Rick in Illinois, you get your shot in the barrel, my friend. Hello.
Kate?
Yes.
Hello, Kate? Yeah.
Yes.
Obama's birth certificate, he should have just held on to it for a little longer and let him blabber on about it, just laugh at him.
I thought, and I had heard, I said this on the air, that I had heard from somebody in the Democratic Party, and I told this on the air. I said it a couple of times to Dan, who was sure that he was born in Kenya, and some other people that called in, that he did definitely have a birth certificate. He definitely had been born in Hawaii. And I thought they were milking it until they got closer to the election, like you said, hang on to it and then throw it out there. But I don't know that this does much of anything as far as changing someone's mind who thought they weren't going to vote for Obama because he was born someplace else. I don't think it does that. But it puts an end to it, I guess.
Well, you're going to have the Sarah Palin crackpots now trying to find something wrong with it. They didn't dot the I or cross the T or something. It's fake. Forged and all that stuff. So, yeah, it's just starting. It won't end this. They won't accept it anyway. So, people have crackpots anyway like that. So.
Well, you know, one thing that remember Obama did say, and you and I think would agree on this, Rick. Remember he said when he was elected, it was transparency. So now you're getting some transparency by the fact that he released this, but it's all these years later. If you see, this is the problem. And we've had Ellen Ratner on from Talk Radio News, who couldn't be more liberal, and she says this. Whenever an administration claims they're going to do something, they usually do the opposite. And she has said many times that they talk about being transparent and they're anything but. So maybe this is going to be a new thing that they do this time around as he runs to be reelected. Hey, we promised transparency. Okay, here's everything you want to know. Here's the records. Here's this. Here's that. Maybe that's what it's going to be about. I'm not sure. But they really weren't transparent, to be fair, on this whole deal. Yeah, they weren't.
Well,
I mean, that's not the MO of this president, though. His Achilles heel, Rick, is that you have to be careful when you say you're going to be something. Like, we're not going to be an empire builder. We're not going to remember the Clinton administration, how they said they were going to have high ethics. It was all about ethics. And then, of course, I did not have sex with that woman happened, and it was anything but that. And that was his Achilles heel. So I think that's what's happened with the presidency here, the fact that they said they were going to be transparent. But I think a lot of this dies down. I think a lot of the whole let's examine it, because it's official. You can tell.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I think these crackpots going to try to find something wrong with that piece of paper and big conspiracy. But anyway, I think he just should have waited at least till the wedding was over, then release it. It's going to distract from the wedding now.
Yeah, there you go. You want the complete spotlight. You want to be the lead story everywhere. You want everybody talking about it. Forget about all the other things, the royal wedding and other things that are going on. Sadly, the tornadoes that have killed so many people, that's obviously a big concern, and should be a big concern to him as well. Rick, thanks. We're going to let you slide. You too, as we slide on out of here. But for Donald Trump, he's claiming victory because he says, look, I've forced his hand. Trump's saying he would like to see the college records too, and feels like this maybe has given him some momentum. The Tea Party commented on it. Judson Phillips, who's the founder of the Tea Party, said it's about time that he released it. I have to question the judgment of a man who spent millions of dollars to hide that.